What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Let's see. Let's get back to it's hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently we have Steve in, Steve in West Virginia is our next caller. Aloha, Steve. Thank you for waiting so long. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. No problem. I got a couple things for you. First, I want to give a shout out to two callers that that people don't mention very often, but I really like them both. Is Lenny, guy that called in yesterday. He's a very passionate guy. Really like him. There's another guy, Rick from Arizona. He doesn't often agree with you, but he comes up with some interesting stuff. I like him too. Now, the other thing I want to talk about real quick here is you had this guy, Jim, from Illinois call in yesterday, and a lot of people said he was possibly a troll or a plant.
I don't think so.
I think he's an older gentleman, and I think he really is just somebody who thinks within the confines of a really authoritarian structure. And I think he, there's some of these people, they just can't break the conditioning. They're weaned from, when they come out of the womb to this whole authoritarian mindset, and they believe all the institutions and they believe they're all good. They're ultimately all good, and they're not corrupt. And I think that just every time I listen to this guy Jim, that's what it comes to me, is that.
The unexamined life is not worth living. Every once in a while, at various stages of your life, you have to take a look at yourself and say, is what am I doing appropriate? Is what am I thinking correct? And, it's like going through the stages. When I was a child, I did childish things. But when I stopped being a child, I put down childish stuff. And there are people who don't want to admit that they've been wrong in their thinking. And they'll cling to their dogmas just as hard as they can until their karma runs over it.
Yeah, exactly. If you listen to Jim, he always says, he always uses like the CIA or the Democrats or whatever as the absolute authority. For him, he's got to have this absolute authority, and I think he's got to break out of that. I think he's got to, he's got to deprogram himself or whatever. Now, the other thing I want to say is, the one solution I would have to trying to help all this stuff is tell people not to join the military. Don't join the military at all. Tell your friends,
yes,
your family, do not join the military. And I'm a 6-year veteran, Marine Corps veteran, and I would just say don't, and if you're in the military, if you have kids or anything and you see, somebody doing something wrong, don't, say something about it. Don't go along with it. Doesn't even matter if they put you in jail. Don't go along with it. Leave. Go AWOL, do not cooperate with these people. And that's what I would say.
Well, you had Lieutenant Aaron Watata illustrated that. You had Chelsea Manning has illustrated that. What's really interesting is in both Watata's case and Manning's case, they were actually in compliance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Now, because coming out of the Nuremberg trials at the end of World War II, military codes were established that said you are not under obligation to obey an order that is illegal or immoral. Now, of course, the officers don't want you thinking about that, because they very often make you do some very nasty things like over in the Philippines. But technically, to be correct, if you are in the armed forces and you are given an order that you know to be a war crime, you are allowed to refuse.
Exactly. Mike, we all know what's right and wrong. just don't do if they tell you to do something that's wrong and you have any question about it, don't do it. And there people they're trained to just do whatever you're told. Well, you got to break that conditioning. You got to do what you think is right, not what they tell you to do.
So yes.
That's about it, Mike. I really appreciate your program, and I'll keep listening.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, and spread the word about the program, spread the word about RBN, and we're going to switch over to Rodney in Illinois. Aloha, Rodney. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I want your thoughts on a subject. I've been reviewing a United Nations treaty that the U.S. Signed on to in 92. The treaty is called the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. It was adopted in 1966. I was 6 years old. This was adopted back in the better times. And I'm pretty much of the opinion that the United Nations needs to pack up and leave. But I'm reading this covenant, and it's obvious that it's inspired by our own Bill of Rights.
Yes,
and it reads really well. It's written on a third grade level, and but I've got a dilemma. These provisions, and there's 53 articles, and it's one sentence. No one shall be subjected to arbitrary or unlawful interference with his privacy, family, home, correspondence, nor unlawful attacks on his honor and reputation. Now, we are a signer, and well know that the Constitution and all treaties are the supreme law of the land. So
they're supposed to be, not anymore. And as far as the United Nations is concerned, they just passed a resolution going along with this idea that criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism. And so I'm in agreement with you. The UN has outlived its usefulness. It's not unlike when the League of Nations collapsed just before that war.
Yeah, it also provides that the parents are the sole and primary parties concerning their children.
Yes,
and I've heard it said that that particular provision is useful when the state or an agency has unlawfully stolen people's children, and this was helpful in getting them back. But I'm curious. I'm on one hand, I'm wishing that the United Nations actually had some sort of a mechanism that I could appeal to and acquire some force or authority to have violations of the provisions provided for in here. And
But unfortunately, the only part of the UN that can do that is the Security Council, and the United States will simply veto it.
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering if a person couldn't petition the International Criminal Court or the Court at The Hague or the whatever.
Well, that might be one place where you could put it. But, I mean, the hard reality is that we're all dealing with is the federal government of the United States of America has basically walked away from treaties. They've walked away from the Bill of Rights. They've walked away from the P5+1 deal. They walked away. They're just walking away from treaties left and right. They're not keeping any of their agreements with any other nation. Why should they keep their agreements with you?
Yeah. Well, back in 1966, I think our country was more in compliance. It's almost like the United States is going backwards.
It is.
Away from these, natural and recognized, rights that all people of the world should enjoy and have protected.
No, ever since Kennedy got killed, our country has just been descending into fascism.
The funny thing is, I was trying to find some further research. I'd heard it said the United States signed it with a caveat. So I found it, of all places, on the ACLU website. And the reason they the reason they're concerned is they're actually on a committee. I think they make up half of a committee that reviews the United States and makes, you know, recommendations and utters, you know, a slap on the wrist for, you know, not, you know, things like dealing with Guantanamo. But anyhow,
yes.
I found the list of reservations, and one of them was that, I'll paraphrase. We adopt this with certain reservations, and one of them is this covenant shall not be self-executing. And I'm still trying to get my head around that. You know, I've heard it said that in order for this treaty to be executed, we have to execute it ourselves. It's like if this, it's like any of our Bill of Rights, you know. If somebody violates
it's
our bill,
it's a very convenient escape
rights,
hatch.
I'm sorry?
I said it's a very convenient escape hatch.
Yeah, it almost makes it like of no effect.
Yeah.
But it's a really interesting read. You know,
I'm sure it was meant to be. I'm sure they wrote this out and said, this is the country that we are, and then over here in the corner they say, but it doesn't really apply. Unless we say it does.
Yeah. Well, in conclusion, let me just read you Article 1, Sentence 1. Let's see. All peoples have the right of self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development.
Okay.
Focus on political status. You know, there's a lot in the RBN audience that, you
well,
know,
I mean, that's also in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and that is the provision that says it's okay for the Ukrainians, or rather for the Crimeans, to break off from Ukraine and form their own country. Same thing for Catalonia, same thing for Hong Kong, but nobody's paying attention.
Yeah, but there has been a movement for decades now, trying to get the get out from underneath the thumb of the corporate federal jurisdiction and acquire a state, a de jure state republic citizenship or status.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the rhetoric, you know, that I keep hearing, you know, they're stigmatizing people like me. I mean, when they lump together the two words, national and white, they're profiling me, you know, and basically designating me as a domestic terrorist, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what my remedy is.
Well, the goal here is to associate nationalism with whiteness. Because remember, the goal of George Soros and his people is not nationalism, it's globalism. And so anybody who's a nationalist, and that includes Donald Trump, they have to be demonized. And so you start pairing them with words and you say, oh, he's a white nationalist. The idea that somehow being white is bad or being a nationalist is bad.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Thanks for your thoughts.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Steve Elkins. Steve, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind, rather?
Well, I'm going to kill three birds with one stone on some of your calls.
Okay.
Starting off with, you talk about the AR-15 and the firearms. I'm going to tell people to invest in reloading supplies because they not only do they want to take your firearm, but they're also going to work on the ammo manufacturers and limiting that ammo and getting rid of the ammo. So I would strongly suggest that people invest in reloading supplies and stock up good. That's number one. Somebody mentioned about the flu shot, and you and I are about the same age, and I tell people when they start repeating all this nonsense that the flu is deadly, it's a killer, it's going to kill people, a bunch of fear propaganda, I say, well, how many children died when you were a kid growing up from the flu? And every one of them said, well, you know what, that's funny you mentioned that, because not one child ever died We stayed home from school. We ate chicken noodle soup. We drank Gatorade, got electrolytes, and we got a lot of sleep and rest, and we repaired our bodies. So our immune system has a function and a reason. And the old scenario, the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it, definitely applies to your immune system. So I just tell people, rather than pump your body full of stuff, it's nonsense anyway. This thing is, can't be tailor-made. It's ridiculous to even think that it's gonna help at all. Better to live a better, healthy lifestyle. Do the right things healthy-wise, food, nutrition, exercise, sleep, rest, all the things that are right to make your body, your immune system strong, and forget all these other toxins putting in your body to supplement where you're failing in your diet and everything else. So that's number one. Somebody mentioned about don't join the military. I agree 100% on that. But the problem is what that is, we do have a depressed economy. We are not at 3.6 or 3.7% unemployment. That's nonsense. A depressed economy is a great recruiter, and these kids are going in because they can't find employment. That's a fact. They can't find jobs, and their school loans are coming up due, and they have to pay those off. So that's another thing. Last but least is the Hollywood fantasy sci-fi becoming our reality. And looking back at our Hollywood TV and movies, I've seen lately in the paper talking about eliminating books from our library because, no, it's not politically correct. So kind of going to that Fahrenheit 451, the censorship on what we read. Divergent series, movie series, is kind of about districting, kind of a Agenda 21 thing. There's something there definitely to look at what's going on here. And there was one a while back, about a year ago or so, called The Circle. Interesting that there are no secrets, and you must let Big Brother and government know everything, and there's cameras everywhere watching you, and there's no privacy, kind of a voyeuristic type of movie, sci-fi movie. But there's many movies in Hollywood that are now becoming a reality. And so, you know, they understand
where the audience is. They understand that's what the audience wants to see now. You know, if we were in a phase where people were into cowboy movies, we'd be seeing cowboy movies. But Hollywood is smart enough to understand that the American people are very concerned about this dystopian society that we're going into. And they're making movies that play to those fears and concerns and fantasies.
Well, you know, what's funny is about if you could see it on TV or in Hollywood on the big screen, then you mention something to somebody and they say, well, that's a conspiracy theorist. Well, isn't that what we're watching on TV already?
Yes.
Being played out. So why can't it be real this time? And why can't you look at it as a possibility that this is a cover-up, this is a conspiracy, two or more who decide to deceive or defraud? We see it all the time. We got a prison full of probably nearly 800,000 to a million people in prison from getting caught from conspiracies. So the very idea says, oh, and I tell somebody something, and they go, well, that's nonsense, 9/11, the inside job. That's a conspiracy theory. Hey, conspiracies are real. They do actually happen sometimes. And we need to think about it.
They do actually have a word for it. The House Select Committee on Assassinations concluded there was a conspiracy in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. This whole human-caused global warming nonsense is a gigantic conspiracy to trick you out of your money and your obedience. Conspiracies are very real. The legal definition of a conspiracy is when two or more people get together to plan some kind of a criminal act. So it doesn't take that much to have a, you know, conspiracies aren't always these big, huge, gigantic things. It can be two guys, you know, running a pawn shop, cheating their customers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in our lifetime, look at Watergate. That was a conspiracy that was foiled. There you go.
Sure was.
That's it for me, Mike. I got my three birds in. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're actually coming up on a commercial, so I'm going to hold this next phone call until after that. Mike in the control room talking about reloaders. Primers are the hardest to come by thing, so if you're going to stock up for reloading, you definitely want to get primers. Handle them very carefully. It's fulminate of mercury. They will go off. Okay, apparently that was from Dave. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with a phone call after these few words. Oh, yeah.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And if you don't send $1 million into RBN by the end of the month, God is going to call me home. I forget the name of the pastor who did that, made it famous. But RBN needs your help. What can I tell you? All right, we're going to take another phone call. Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, what's on my mind is I'm thinking about, like, listening to a previous conversation you had about a caller and about how to criticize Judaism, right? And I think instead of Jews as individuals, and I think the smart way to go about it is to shine the light and bring publicity to the Old Testament Bible and to use it as a tool and a wedge to divide the Christians from the Jewish believers, because there's so many things. First of all, embarrassing stories in the Old Testament. You know, the one about the 42 children who make fun of the bald Elijah. And two bears.
The bear tears them apart.
Yeah, 42 children, right? 42.
Yeah, here is the problem. Here is the problem. The people who are believers in the New Testament automatically, by default, believe in the Old Testament. I don't think what you're suggesting is really going to work. It's kind of an all or nothing deal, and it's not going to work. Now, with Islam, it will. because Islam definitely follows the New Testament. They sort of have a tacit, you know, we understand the Old Testament and where we all come from Abraham and Noah, but they're not as entrenched in the Old Testament as modern Christians are.
Right. Well, when you say Abraham, and again, to attack the Old Testament, you mean the guy that had a psychopathic episode and was going to kill his son and also pimped out his wife to the Pharaoh. Let's remember that. Let's also remember Moses, the byproduct of an incestuous relationship, and that's in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, mm-hmm. verse 6, between his father and his aunt. Okay, and that goes for his brother Aaron, too. Let's remember Moses also, the genocidal mass murderer, particularly in the book of Numbers, chapter 31, where when he captures the Midianites, he says, kill the men, kill the women who have known men, in other words, non-virgins, and
yeah.
save the virgins for yourselves. And when you go through that section of the Bible...
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What if, in that time in history, this was considered normal, acceptable behavior? Because we get into very dangerous territory when we start judging people's past lives based on our present value system. And I think the best example of that, of course, is Thomas Jefferson and his relationship with Sally Hemings and having several children with her. And everyone today says, oh, that's horrible. That's, how could he do that? Back then, that was considered normal rights for a slaveholder. And as a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson, in his will, he set all the children free. And he gave them money and he set them all up. So, you know, it sounds horrible to us, all the stuff that's being done. Do we know that it was considered wrong when it was being done?
Well, here's the point about this, why I say to bring particularly the book of Numbers chapter 31 up, is because, A, it's an obvious genocide. B, they kill, when you do the math behind it, they kill at least 30 to 60,000 captives altogether, okay? And that's including babies, baby
how
boys.
How many died in World War II?
No, but you have to put it in relative scale of the size of the population of the day.
I'm putting it in relative scale. How many people died in World War II?
Oh, millions, but I don't make Hitler a god, and that's my point. Moses is the founder of their religion, okay? He committed
actually, Christians thought Hitler was a god.
Okay, but we whites generally don't. My point is you wrap Moses and his crimes, and you wrap it all around the Jews, and you explain to them about the book of Esther, explain to them about Purim, and about those other barbaric
All right, let me ask
practices.
You a question.
Let's bring up Hanukkah, about celebrating
a
battle 3,000 years
you
later.
Question. Yep. Let me ask you a question, or I'm going to drop you. Okay. Who was Moses' real name?
I forget.
Amenhotep IV. He basically invented monotheism, and story of Akhenaten. Same name.
Yeah.
But he invented monotheism, and if you look at the traditional story of Moses and the Exodus, and you swap the Hebrews for the Hyksos, the stories kind of line up. Even Sigmund Freud was of the opinion that the historical Moses was based on Amenhotep IV.
Now, yeah, but monotheism's a lovely idea. But following it and condoning and apologizing for the inventor of it, because he is a genocidal murderer, as described
I didn't
and admitted
apologize
in the book.
For it.
Right, but my point
all
is
I'm
we
saying
have
is,
to...
My point is saying at the time these things were done, they may have been considered socially acceptable behavior. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the news here, there's a breaking story. This is coming out of Press TV, where Mohammed bin Salman is now ready to recognize the state of Israel in return for U.S. help. Now, they're not saying exactly what help he means, whether it's with Yemen after that drubbing he took with those three brigades, or if it's help going in to Iran. In fact, I'm looking at the headline now. Yes, bin Salman will recognize the state of Israel if the U.S. helps him defeat Iran. Now, that's odd because earlier in the show, we had this news article where Saudi Arabia and Iran were opening diplomatic relations. So, who knows what's really going on? All right, getting on back to the news here. Somebody has found that missing video of Hillary lying for 13 straight minutes. It's over at patriotrising.com. It's linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And I would strongly suggest you make a local copy of it because YouTube is trying to block it as much as they can. And again, if Hillary was not planning on running next year, why would they bother? So, yeah, she's running. She's absolutely running. All right, let's talk about the Pope. The Pope is the Popeness out there. And he's got a new phrase called Chrislam. Wants to try and bring Christianity and Islam together. And he's now saying Jesus and ISIS are the same. I'm not kidding you. And apparently Pope Francis argued that if one were to interpret the objective in Matthew's gospel, where Jesus sends his disciples to all nations, ISIS' idea of conquest is no different from that of Jesus. He also believes that Muslim migrants should be welcome so that they can breed with Europeans to counter declining birth rates. All righty. Pope Francis has also called for major theological reforms in all Catholic schools in order to promote common mission with Islam and Muslims. Now, that one sounds a little shocking, but it isn't really, because if you actually study Islam and Christianity, you'll find there's actually a great deal of overlap. Anyway, Bernie Sanders is proposing yet another tax. That one was out of place here. The Vatican has officially released the Chrislam logo for Pope Francis' upcoming Servant of Hope tour to the Muslim nation of Morocco. It's basically a circle with a warped cross in the middle of it. Apparently they had a contest, 50 entries. This is the one that won. Now, you've probably been hearing an awful lot about this Greta, who is a Greta Thunberg, who's like the new prophet of doom for global warming. And apparently the Archbishop of Sweden is comparing this 16-year-old climate activist to biblical prophets, and even went so far as to say she is the successor to Jesus. So, human-caused global warming is no longer science. It's a religion. It's a religion. It's a religion here. And it's going to be a little difficult for him to push that, because it has now come on out that this Greta is a professional actress. And she's backed by George Soros. It's another phony, like that nurse. Remember the nurse who said, "Oh, the Iraqis put the babies on the floor and left them to die in Kuwait." It turned out to be a complete joke by Hill and Knowlton. Alrighty, so getting on the subject of human-caused global warming, scientists have done a survey and found the largest volcanic region on Earth below the surface of the ice sheet that covers West Antarctica. The project was run by Edinburgh University researchers. It revealed almost 100 volcanoes, the highest as tall as the Eiger, which stands at almost 4,000 meters in Switzerland. And geologists are saying this huge region is likely to dwarf that of East Africa's volcanic ridge, currently rated the densest concentration of volcanoes in the world. So 91 volcanoes underneath the Antarctic ice sheet, but trust us, it's your plastic bags and SUVs that are melting Antarctica. The volcanoes have got nothing to do with it. They got nothing to do with it. It's you icky poo humans, and you've got to buy our carbon credits and pay carbon taxes, or the world is going to end. We mentioned this a little while ago, but we're going to mention it again here. And it has to do with an elected body in the United States, commissioners from the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District, located in Queens, New York, unanimously passed an historic resolution last July that calls for a new investigation into all aspects of 9/11, and which cites overwhelming evidence that explosives were planted in all three towers prior to 9/11. The resolution states that the district's Board of the Commissioners fully supports a comprehensive federal grand jury investigation and prosecution of every crime related to the attacks of September 11th. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Government will find some reason to say, no, we don't need to do it. We already have the answer. We know what happened. You people, you're all just full of it here. You're a bunch of conspiracy theory wackos with tinfoil hat fire helmets here. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. Aloha. Yeah, Michael, listen, by the way, in Sweden, did you hear about the statue they found in Sweden?
Which one?
They found if you didn't, I don't want to bring it up on air, but it's about a marriage. It shows a male organ, and they had a cult, I guess, back, it was worshiping the statue. It's all been on the history, on the news. I thought that was interesting.
That's actually very common among many, many cultures.
Yeah, I find that intriguing. I guess so. I thought it was like a Viking ritual, but I guess it was something else that had to do with a cult.
Oh, no, they did it down in India. They did it in Thailand. I mean, it's a very, very common fetish in ancient cultures.
Yeah, I thought that was really intriguing. But speaking of History Channel, Michael, I don't know if you have a chance, but when you do, I don't know if you had a chance to watch this Ancient Aliens lately, the newest one that just came out. Because you had the last caller talking about... here's what I want to bring up. What it is they have these American pilots with this real footage, and they asked the two pilots, and they asked the one guy that was tracking this unidentified flying object. They asked him, "So, what do you think it is? Is it Russians or Chinese drones, or do you think it's from outer space?" And you know what this pilot answered? I thought it was really interesting. Well, the pilot actually followed this on the Atlantic Ocean. They had one in the Pacific too. But this pilot here in Virginia, he said he wouldn't doubt it has to do with Foo Fighters. And I was like, wow, I can't believe an American pilot say Foo Fighters. And I was thinking of Foo Fighters, and I looked it up, and that was when Hitler, I guess the Germans were working on some kind of special project, a Foo Fighter. It's something about they were down in Antarctica or something. You heard about that?
It was the it's the ME-262. And the Japanese were working on one as well.
Yeah, and supposedly this pilot's like, he brought that up, and I thought that was really intriguing that he would say that. But getting back to what I really wanted to talk about is that last call you had, the one guy talking about religion and all that, he needs to look at Romans chapter 11, verse 9 and 7, 8, and 9. That's what he should look at. But that's in Romans 11, 7, 8, and 9. But yeah, Michael, what I wanted to talk about is this guy George Soros. You know, it's funny, this guy Soros is getting away with all this. I know he'll be arrested if he goes to Hungary, and I believe it's Slovakia, where and a couple other countries he's wanted. How is this guy dodging the law? Yeah, well, how is this guy dodging the law, and he's trying to flood Europe? Why? He's Jewish. He's a Jewish Hungarian, correct, Michael?
Yes. And he made his early money helping the Nazis find his fellow Jews.
Yeah, exactly. So this guy is trying to flood Europe with all these Muslims, and the same thing with the United States. He's funding this Antifa and all this nonsense to flood this country to all these illegals that should be going to South America instead of North America, where they already have their common culture. And, I mean, this Soros got to be, I can't believe he's not being arrested yet. You haven't caught this character. This guy is actually like Goldfinger in James Bond. And
yes, he is.
It's got to be.
Actually,
that's who he is. He's Goldfinger.
Like,
Birdie Finger, whatever
there
you want
was
to call
a movie, Michael Caine movie called Billion Dollar Brain, and
yes.
Ed Begley played this billionaire who wanted to start World War III all on his own, and he built this huge computer. And it was, I think, the last of the Ipcris file films. It was actually a very good movie.
I believe that movie came out right around 2000, Space Odyssey. That was around that time. It was an old movie, the Billion Dollar Brain.
Little before that time, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little before that time. But I remember I watched that movie years ago, and it was an intriguing movie. It was like that movie Soylent Green with Charlton Heston. I don't know if you ever seen that movie.
Yes. Oh, yes, I've seen it many times.
That was a good movie, too, Soylent Green. But, yeah, Michael, you know.
Which kind of brings up the question. I mean, which comes up with a question. Half of the homeless people in the United States are living in California. I'm sure they're dying in the streets. What are they doing with those bodies? Are they really burying them, or are they finding commercial application for the corpses?
Well, that's a great point, Michael. I mean, I went out of there doing, well, they're probably doing the organs, taking the organs out of them and selling them. Michael Douglas, Michael Douglas made a movie, great movie years ago called Coma.
Yes.
That was an intriguing movie ahead of its time. But, you know,
actually,
getting back
to Soros, they've made two versions of them as well. And then I believe that was one of Michael Crichton's original stories.
I believe you're right, yes. But, you know, getting back to what's going on with Soros in doing this, what he's doing to Europe. Matter of fact, Michael, there's real news that I don't think you heard about. Maybe you did or you didn't. You hear about there's more knife people getting murdered by knives now than guns?
Yes.
That was
Thank
on the news today.
We have gun control.
I mean, more people are actually getting stabbed to death than shot to death.
Yes.
And, of course, Michael, I know one thing you haven't talked about. There's more. You see the crime rate over Chicago over the weekend again?
Oh, yeah.
Another 28 shot. What was it, five dead? I mean, they don't even want to talk about it anymore because, you know what, Michael? That the only way you're going to stop that problem in Chicago is bringing the National Guard, put a curfew on them. I hate to tell you. I mean, I don't know any other way.
Here's the problem. They're disarming the law. No, the problem with Chicago is they're disarming the law-abiding citizens, the ones who are going to turn in their guns, they're going to fill out the paperwork, they're going to obey all the rules. The problem is from those criminals who are getting their guns from the smugglers. They're not going to turn them in. They're not obeying the law. And that's why all of these gun grab programs are failing miserably, because they're disarming the wrong people.
Absolutely correct, Michael. And, you know, Laura Ingraham had Friday night. I don't know if you saw her show, Laura's Ingraham show on Fox, where she was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they had a little boy that was 13 years old, burnt to death. They never
Yes.
solved the crime. They never solved this crime, but this little boy, black, you know, boy, was murdered, cold blood, and they burnt him to death. And they never resolved the crime yet. I mean, it's one thing they get shot standing on corners. Go ahead. What was that, Michael?
I mean, there was apparently a couple of incidences where these two black thugs attacked an elderly white woman in a wheelchair, knocked her over. There was another group that attacked a group of people and told the blacks in the group, you're all okay, you can leave, and then proceeded to rob all the white people of their cell phones.
Well, exactly. You know, and if white people were to commit crimes like they get away with, there would be race wars. I don't know what would happen. It would be off the charts. But, you know, I'm ready to start
wearing blackface here, but, you know, if I decide to run for political office somewhere down the road, that would destroy me.
Well, I told you a couple weeks ago. I have a buddy who lives up there in Minnesota. He said that Minnesota is not what it used to be, in Minneapolis. It's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's not what it used to be, believe me. But getting back to Soros, Michael. This guy, Soros, I still understand. I believe he's behind a lot of this nonsense. And, you know,
yes.
This whole thing about Trump and this impeachment crap, look what Barry Sortero Hussein, Frank Marshall Davis's son did to this country. And he never,
yes.
They never brought impeachment up against this guy, Obama.
Yep.
Obama's done more criminal activity to this country than anybody. Look at the Iranian situation when he's giving him $1 billion, telling him, now go ahead. I mean, Obama's got away with actual murder.
I'm sure that Obama's up to his neck in the Clinton Foundation, in the Uranium One deal. In fact, you know, I've been saying for a long time, I don't understand why they're after Donald Trump when he's giving them almost everything that they want. And it finally occurs to me what's going on here is all of these people, McCabe, the Clintons, Comey, Loretta Lynch, all of them were part of this gang that was just getting rich off the stuff in Ukraine. And they're terrified that Trump is going to trip over this thing and say, okay, yeah, you're all going to jail here. He's not part of the clique. He's not part of the club. He didn't partake of the money coming from Ukraine. But the only reason they all hate him so much is they're all part of the same get-rich-quick off of Ukraine's misery scheme.
Well, absolutely correct, Michael. It could have been said better. I mean, this thing here with Obama, what he has gotten away with, and on the hot mic, is just mind-blowing in itself, because if that would have been Trump that said that to running for office again, if you imagine Donald Trump would have said that to the Ukrainian president, I'll tell you after I get elected, could you imagine what the media would have done to him, to Trump?
Yeah, it would have been. All right, Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Got another phone call waiting, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. This is concerning that screwball Swedish girl. Now,
yes,
am I correct that Sweden has become the number one rape capital in the world?
Yes. So liberal utopia now.
Okay. So, now, let's get this straight. While all her Swedish sisters are being raped and sodomized by the thousands, she's concerned about the weather, correct?
Yes, correct.
Is there something wrong with this picture?
Well, the only thing wrong with the picture is, I mean, she's obviously a woman with an agenda. They're using her youth and her looks the way they did with David Hogg. They've decided that people, you know, don't listen to adults anymore. So now they use small children to get the propaganda going, whether it was that phony nurse with the incubator story or David Hogg, who is still out there screaming about gun control. And now we have this Greta Thunberg, who, as it turns out, is a professional actress with a page at the Internet Movie Database.
Well, what I just said, every listener should realize how phony this is, given the information I just gave you, right? I mean, really.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay, Michael, thank you for taking my call. Goodbye now.
All right, you got it. And, yeah, it is all phony. And we just did that story a little while ago where they found 91 active volcanoes underneath Antarctica. Gee, I wonder why it's melting. And it isn't even melting all that much. Remember when they sent those ships down there, they were going to get, you know, photos and videos of the melting Antarctic ice cap, and they wound up getting trapped. You know, there are so many natural forces at work on our planet that contribute to temperature and weather. The idea that a few plastic bags is going to change the world is complete nonsense. All right. Let's get back into our domestic politics. Apparently, Judicial Watch announced it obtained a two-page memo dated May 16, 2017, by then-acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, detailing how then-Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein proposed wearing a wiretap into the Oval Office to collect additional evidence on the president's true intentions, which, by the way, the FBI is not supposed to do. And McCabe writes that Rosenstein said he thought it was possible because he was not searched when he entered the White House. Now, the flow of information is supposed to be from the president to the FBI, and the FBI comes back to the president. The FBI is not supposed to spy on the president. But they were out to get him right from day one. And as I said before the commercial break, the only thing that makes sense is that all of these people, McCabe, Rosenstein, Comey, Loretta Lynch, they were all getting rich off the Ukrainian conflict, and Trump wasn't part of it, and that's why they're scared of him. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.